Grok,
oh yeah, that's
it's
right.
Possible.
It's possible, very much possible.
It's kind of crazy the fact that, you know, the Vanny just selected the Kufra and then immediately we're thinking, oh, Fire Chicken could be the Grok EXP. Then hold on a second, there's also the possibility of that Grok jungle. Another thing I like about this Kufra is that you also have a Joy that's bouncing around. Yes, she goes into this Sissy immunity thing, but I think this is something they could plan to see whether they could do something like you need to try to stun this Joy immediately, because I feel like you just need to make sure that she doesn't hit her combos. You just need to slow her down, but it's going to be something that the Valley needs to ask that question. How are they going to stop the Joy?
I was really about to say Matilda should be the pick for RQ Kira. It could be the way to get into the back lines. It's also a great supplement for the Farsa if you want to go with Burst Down a hero. Even when the Eve pops the real world manipulation, you have enough damage coming out from both Matilda and the Farsa, especially in the early stages. I'm thinking, how about a Limward for the side of the Valley? If they're not concerned about like being a type for Mobile Zane, at least you have that hero that can match up with the Martis Karina. This is not a conventional pick nowadays.
Yeah,
but it is a Mobile Zane-ish kind of hero.
It is a Mobile Zane hero. You know, since the Karina got revamped, this is the hero that he has found a lot of comfort on. But again, with this hero being picked up, I think very little amount of times here at M4. I think the only time I ever saw it was in the group stage, in the knockout stage, the first time that we are going to be seeing a Karina. So this is the big question for us now, for NA as well. Will the Valley be able to prevail with this Karina pick? That is somewhat off meta, right? But with that being said, again, both of the drafts have been set that Martis is going to be able to cancel out a whole lot of the lockdown CC that the Valley have drafted for themselves. This has been their main keys to success. But we'll see as we enter the Land of Dawn for game number one. Who will secure game number one?
There it is already. Minion blocking coming out from the Grok just to contain the minions so that they will have an advantage in the laning stage. And this is one way to really play the Grok in the X-Plane, which really makes it a very strong hero in the side lanes.
I think the biggest question I would like to ask is, what is Mobile Zane going to build towards you? Is this going to be a tank Karina or is this going to be a magic assassin Karina? But looking at the emblem, I don't think it really tells a lot. Usually you go for the Demon Slayer emblem as well for, well, the tank Karina. Yeah. But it feels like Mobile Zane right here, there's a lot of tankiness already built in their roster. I feel like they need to try to solve the question of taking down Gustella Gusta, taking down Sagan, and then roll Snowball.
Between the heroes of RQ Brazil, like you have the Claude as well as the Matilda, and even the Martis at some regard, there's a lot of like uncontrollable damage. Like the Blazing Duet, for sure, you have the choice to turn it on or off, but whenever you put it up, you know that it's going in. That's where the Karina actually flourishes against those kind of heroes. You just reflect back the damage, and this is definitely a Mobile Zane kind of play style that we can see.
What you're seeing is also just the Valley playing with their comfort, right? You're mentioning that Mobile Zane can go for just damage here, but honestly, looking at their game so far, they've just been going for a lot of three frontliners, three tanks, and relying on the mid laner and the gold lane to really carry their games when it does get to that later stage. Here, you can already see a little bit of a proactive movement by Super Shark in the mid lane, trying to go for that pick, but it's not really going to happen. RQ Akira, they're really good at playing for this early game skirmish too, and they can read that out, right? Now it comes down to the turtle. King on the Martis versus Zane on the Karina.
Gonna be dependent on whether or not they will have the ultimate on Super Shark. So what they're doing right now is putting Super Shark in the middle as a roamer so that he'll get to level 4 as he is right now.
Yeah, Takashi putting some effort at the back line. It's gonna be Mobile Zane chicken a little bit low. It's gonna Super Shark. Manning King is a jump in the turtle pit. It's gonna be first blood, a water over the side to the valley. The turtle resets. Takashi unable to buy time for his jungler to take down the turtle.
It's a good first blood, right? They really assess the situation perfectly there. They notice that RQ Kira, they're going in a bit too soon without the help of Sagan and Louise, especially King. They utilize, well, not King, Takashi on that Vengeance. They utilize that resource differential and they capitalize on the fact taking him down.
They wouldn't have a lot of ultimates to work with now. But then again, both junglers are just busy taking their own purple buffs, and it will be a double buff for Mobile Zane, single buff for King. But King will be faster on the turtle because of this.
But Hun right now doesn't have the real world manipulation. Red airstrike will be going in at the same time. King focusing on the turtle right now. The red airstrike zoning the members of the valley out. Hun responds with the real world manipulation. Lewis will be given away over to the side of the valley.
Objective versus kill. That's what's happening right now. Valley leading with two kills. And you know, Wolf, I saw this before. Last time a team prioritized kills, they won. It was Falcon.
A lot of damage.
It was. But then again, this time, you saw RQ Brazil taking advantage of the fact that Mobazane took his time. He's in a way, there's a lot of greed in what Mobazane did because he went for two buffs first, while King, after dying, he went only to the orange buff and allowed his Matilda and Farsa to zone out the members of the Valley. We talked about this in the draft. There's a lot of combination with the Matilda and the Farsa. There's lethal poke that you can get out of there, and the Valley respected that. That is why they weren't able to position themselves around the turtle.
Look at the stat line, though.
Demolition
Gusta
Man.
Gusta, the great Demolition Man. Ranked first in hero damage, first in turret damage, and first in turret damage per minute. So there's turret damage per game and per minute. This guy's an absolute monster. I think he just absolutely hates the turrets right now.
Yeah.
And you can see, right, they're already trying to look for a siege and maybe possibly look for a dive up into gold lane.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on the top side by RQ Kira. It's going to be limiting basic just a little bit, but there'll be a lull just at the moment as Mobazane goes in, takes items that he's, well, takes buff that he should not own. As let's take a look at the emblem.
Okay, so definitely going to be that tank ability for Mobazane. I think this is just the way to go. Like we said, there's a lot of like uncontrollable damage coming up from RQ Brazil that they can take care of. I'm actually surprised that Fried Chicken is holding his ground so well, but up top, the punish coming out from the valley.
Punish coming out up there. RQ Brazil, I think, overstate the welcome. They're focusing too much resources around basic, but you can start to see the damage coming off of Tekashi, right? Look, Fight Chicken is a Grok. It's just, you know, it's just armor. It's not magic resist, and Tekashi is there dealing magic damage against that Grok.
There's again for the valley a lot of pick potential they can play for, right? And RQ Akira, they're saying, sure, you can pick up a kills on Louise as many times as you want, but this is what they're gonna do back.
Yeah, at the same time, backline, Tekashi is actually keeping Mobazane a little bit too busy right here. Real woman manipulation committed by Hun. We'll be dropping down the bombs from the side by Super Shark. That's the jump, the bounce, but we'll not be able to convert it into an ultimate. It's gonna be Sagan. That will fall. Mobazane finds assassination.
1,000 gold lead now for the Valley, and so far this prioritized kills over objectives is working for the Valley really well. RQ and Kira are falling behind, and with that, you can already see the siege potential from Team Valley.
And Super Shark is just way too good at set of heroes.
Yeah,
2-0-2 from the guy. Amazing jumps, and even you saw some patience from him. He did, even when he already has like the dream combo of the Grok and the Kufra, where there is the Guardian's Barrier, you can just pin them to the wall. He waited for his right moment. He knows that there will be no follow-up because his teammates are on the opposite side of the wall. So he waited for his timing to go for the lockdown. Fried Chicken, again, holding his ground. I wonder how he's able to do it. Yep. It's not easy.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to be Matilda using the ultimate on top of Mobazane. The boy crystals from Hun will slow down that push. The Valley currently on 5-0 in terms of the kill score, but RQ Akira has the better map control, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, right? The map control that they've been able to get with the XP lead in a few of these lanes because of the turtle. And even here, you can see the deaths, right? Mm-hmm. You look at the score and you think it's horrible for RQ Akira, but most of these deaths have been placed onto the roamer.
Oh, for the Ezra coming in, Lewis is actually pincering. Look at how Gusta Lugusta, the Demolition Man, going to business. He's taking down the top side. That's the first turret in the favor of RQ Akira.
Again, the people or the members from RQ Akira that have been taken down are mostly just the frontliners, King and Louis. Sure, there are a few deaths here from Tekashi and Sagan, but that's despite the point. They can actually utilize this 500 or 1,000 gold lead from the Valley, and they could just use it to farm constantly, right? Creating space for themselves on the map to get those power spikes on the Farsa and the Claws.
Yeah, Boy Chicken using the wall charge, get out of the way. The real woman plays on top of Hun. It's going to be Sagan will be able to fly away with the wings by wings. No kills for the Valley for now, but you know they are hungry.
Yeah. All of the space that is created by Team Valley. Four of their members always fighting against RQ Brazil. Shoutouts for basic!
Oh, he catches Luis right at the back line. Give it a kill over to basic. To Valley immediately transition into a turtle takedown. That's the third turtle in the pockets of the Valley.
RQ Akira need to be very careful the way they're playing, right? Sure, it's still just Louise who's getting caught, not Gusta, not Sagan, but the more the Roamer gets taken down, that's more less map control you have, and Super Shock's going for it.
Super Shock's going in once again, the rare strike going down to basically zone out, but that would not be enough. The Valley will be able to take down the top side as well.